Welcome to the More Life Church podcast. We are always encouraged to know that God is working through this ministry to touch lives. So if you have a story to share of how God is working in your life, please let us know and send us an email to amen@morelifechurch.com. Now enjoy today's message.
Well, how's everybody doing today? Y'all doing well? Y'all doing good? Anybody glad to be here today? I'm glad to be here. It's my really thrill to be here and to be able to encourage people, any opportunity I have to encourage folks. I love that. I'm, you know, a little bit of encouragement can go a long way in a person's life. Yeah. A couple years ago, my wife and I, we moved into a new house. The house we were in was really small for us. We have probably by most people's estimation and today's standard, a larger family than most. There's six of us, my wife and I, and four amazing kids. And we moved from a smaller space that was just busting at the seams with the life and energy that comes with a family that is our size. All four kids shared one bathroom. It was a disgusting bacteria trap, like all the time. And we were able to make a move and got a little more space. And for the first time in our married life, we had a guest bathroom. We have a guest bathroom. It's a half bath. And one day this might be more information than you need, but I decided I wanted to use the guest bathroom because it's really my bathroom, but I wanted to use the guest bathroom just to make sure it worked well and all that stuff. And so I walked in and the toilet was plugged up. I told you it was going to be more information than you wanted. Okay, I told you that ahead of time. I gave you a warning. It was mainly toilet paper and whatever, but it was clogged, and I knew that it couldn't continue to function under its present circumstances. And so I also realized, having four kids, this was an incredible teaching opportunity for one of my kids. So I just decided, whatever the first kid I see is, they're going to get a job. And so Jake happened to be the first kid I saw, and I said, "Hey, Jake, come here, buddy. I need some help." He said, "What's up?" I said, "I need you to plunge the toilet." He said, Dad, seriously? I said, "Yeah, I need you to plunge the toilet." And he said, you probably can guess what he said. "Dad, it wasn't me. I didn't do it." I said, "That's okay." He's like, "I don't want, no. And I said, wait, just let me teach you something. Let me give you two incredible, important life lessons, Jake. Number one, life is not fair. And number two, sometimes you've got to deal with other people's crap, so you might as well start getting used to it now." I know that's true. It's true, right? Here's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody today in the house, watching online. I'm looking for somebody. You've been through some crap. You've been through some stuff. And you need God to get involved in your situation. I need someone who hasn't gotten it right every time. I need someone who knows they're not perfect. They haven't got it all together. I need someone who needs God here today in your life. What I'm looking for is someone who will say, "Josh, my life is a wreck in some areas. My past has been messed up. I've got some difficulty in my life. And I'm looking for someone who will be honest enough with themselves and with their God to say, 'God, I need you more than I've ever needed you before in my life.' And when I find you, here's what I want to tell you. You cannot outlive. You cannot outrun. You cannot outlast the grace of God. It's greater than you can ever imagine, hope for, dream of, or think. He knows exactly where you are. He hasn't forgotten about you. He has not dropped you off in the ocean of life to let you drown. He's never left you. He's never forgotten you. He will never forsake you. He's got you in this, and he's going to raise you up into something." Now here becomes comes the problem sometimes. Sometimes we think we've got it. We've got it figured out. We're in a good place. We're all right. Good. I'm glad. But the same grace that got you out of difficulty and onto a higher place, that same grace wants to move you forward into the next thing that God has for you. Look at this verse in Philippians. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. Paul is writing to us. He's imprisoned. He doesn't have all of his freedom. He's in another situation and circumstance that is not ideal. He's in some pain. He's in a trial of affliction. He's got issues. How many of you would say, sometimes I have issues? How many say, I have issues? I have issues. And for every person who doesn't realize you have issues, that's your issue. That's your issue. God's looking for some people who will be honest and say, I've got issues, I know I've got issues, and I need you to help me in my issues. You know, can I just be honest with y'all? I'll be just us for just a minute. I get tired of Christians who act like they've got it all together. I'm tired of Christians who act like every verse that they've ever memorized is alive and operational in reality in their life. Give me a person who knows they're messed up, realizes they're messed up, and understands that it's okay that they're messed up. Because God is the only one who has perfection. And until you realize that you are messed up and flawed, He will not get into your world in the fullness that He wants to. And I just love it. I just love it when people say, I'm messed up. One of the kind of people I like to be around. Now this might be, we might need to put a sticker on our door sometimes that says this is NC-17 or PG-13. So this section of the message is going to be PG-13, okay? So if you need earmuffs for your kids, I'm sorry, we have children's class. If they in here, they're going to get it too, all right? So here we go. I went golfing with a person who was new to the faith. And we were on tee number one. I knew it was going to be a long round because tee number one started out of a beauty. He looked at me in the face and he said, Pastor, let me ask you a question. These are his words, not me. He said, Pastor, what in the hell is wrong with people? Now, if you're offended by that because I said it, listen, your kids said worse last week, I promise you. You said worse when the vending machine didn't give you the Twix, it gave you the Snickers instead. But that's what he said to me, and here's what I loved. He knew he could say that to me, and I wasn't going to come at him and judge him and just be thrown off by it. And I looked at him and I said, Sir, if I knew the answer to that question, I'd write a book and we'd all be rich. What's wrong with people? We're messed up. We're flawed. Give me someone like that who knows they're messed up. Give me that person any day of the week versus some self-righteous, uptight Christian who thinks they've never done anything wrong. Give me that person. Give me that person. Paul's in a tough spot. And you know what I realized? That in the church, we've faithed out all of our emotional capacities. We've just kind of tried to, we bought into the idea that we're going to fake it until we make it. And I think what we need to do sometimes is just be honest. I'm hurting. I'm in a tough spot. I don't want to stay here, but I'm going to acknowledge that this is where I am, and I'm going to believe God to help me out of it.
Listen, Paul's in a tough spot beyond what I can articulate. And here's what he says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you, he will complete it. He'll complete it. Here's what I need someone to know. That whatever you're in right now, whatever difficulty, whatever challenge, whatever circumstance, the one who began a good work in you, he is faithful to complete it. In other words, if it's not good yet, he's not done yet. Don't quit. Don't stop. Keep on going, because he is going to complete this thing in your world. He's going to complete it. He's going to finish it. See, God's not like your husband who starts on that deck project in the middle of the summer, and here it comes December, and you still only got 6 2x4s on the thing. Come on, somebody. He's not that way. He doesn't start it and not finish it. He's a finisher. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Whatever he starts, he intends on finishing in you. He wants to finish it. Man, that's really comforting to me. Because sometimes I look at my life and I'm like, oh man, I hope he's not done. I hope he's not done. Because sometimes I lose it. Sometimes I say things and I regret saying them. Sometimes I do things and I regret doing them. Sometimes I think things and wish I didn't think them. But you know what the enemy's really good at? He's good at bringing back into your mind the things that aren't finished yet and holding them up in front of you in mental picture form and say, look, look, it's undone, it's undone, it's undone, it's not finished, it's not finished. That was a waste of your time. That was a waste of your life. Look how messed up that is. Look at your kids. Look at your kids right now. They're a wreck. You're a terrible parent. You failed. There's a parent in here old enough to understand how that feels. Hold up a picture and say, you shouldn't have chosen that career path. The enemy will hold up a picture and say, look at you, you're stuck in this no place job. You're stuck in this place of life. Look, you never did it. You never did anything with your life. I remember on September 4th, and I don't want to be typecast, but the fact that I had a heart attack 4 days before my 36th birthday is a drum I'm going to keep on beating, because it was my experience and it shaped and molded me in a way. And I remember laying in that hospital bed, and I remember the excruciating pain that was running through my body. See, this was a different circumstance and different situation for me, because in any other situation, when I'd experienced pain, it plateaued. If you've ever experienced pain, it usually gets to a peak and it stops. But this pain, it just ever grew in a crescendo of non-stopping growth. And it wouldn't stop. It wouldn't stop. I was waiting for it to plateau and peak and then die off, and it wouldn't do it. It wouldn't do it. It just kept on growing. It kept on growing. It kept on growing. I remember laying in that bed writhing in pain, and I looked over at my wife, and she said, Josh, she said, baby, you're strong. You're strong. You're so strong. And in that moment, I did not feel strong, but somehow God used those words to get down inside of me. And I remember thinking that this is not good and God's not done. This isn't good, but God's not done. And they rushed me. I thank God for LMH. And if you had a bad experience there, I'm sorry, but I had a good experience there. I'm alive and kicking because of God's grace and Dr. Rajuv and all those folks. And they brought me out of there, and I left out of there, and that night I remember thinking, the devil tried to kill me, but he He's not big enough. He's not bad enough. He's not strong enough. Listen, the enemy does not have the power to finish what God started. He doesn't have the power to do that. God is going to finish that thing in your life. He goes on and he says in verse 12, "But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel." What if God wants to use every heartache, every pain, every challenge, every difficulty for someone in your world to get closer to God? What if he wants to use that? Would you let him use it? Will you let him use it? See, we get parked up and camped out on all those challenging things that have happened to us. And we think that's the end. But what if God wants to use that so that your story can touch the life of someone who's in need? What if he wants to do it for that purpose and for that reason? Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you, he will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. He will see you through this thing. He'll see you through it. He will see you through it. All the way to the end, he'll see you through it. Anybody glad for that? Anybody glad? Circus or some place where they have elephants as a part of their show or whatever, and I know people have different feelings about those things, but if you go to like the circus, say, you'll notice that these big massive elephants have these chains around their legs attached to this wee bitty stake. And I remember wondering, doesn't the elephant know that it can overcome the limitation of that stake in the ground? I mean, a person, a human being, can go over and pry it out with their own strength. Certainly the elephant can pull the thing up out of the ground with their strength. But why don't they? Why don't they do that? Remember the saying, an elephant never forgets? When that elephant is a baby, they put a heavier chain and it can overcome, attached to a same looking item that they can't break free from. And so that baby elephant, when it's small, will pull its leg and do everything it can to fight, to get that stake out of the ground. And when it's exhausted all of its energy, when it's exhausted all of its capacity, when it's done everything it knows to do and it can't overcome it, it finally just quits. And the elephant is never relieved of its memory of that experience, and it takes it all the way into adulthood, all the way into the time when it could pull that chain out of the ground, but it won't because it's tied to something in its past. We're exactly the same way. Something gets stuck in our mind in our past, and something has defeated us, and something has got us down, and something has caused us to not be able to overcome, and we get stuck in our mind that that thing is always going to be our downfall, that that thing will always be a problem in our life. But here's what I want you to know, that you have the strength on the inside of you as a follower of Christ. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And if you'll learn to rely on the grace of God, you'll realize that no chain can keep you bound. Nothing can keep you back, because He who has begun a good work in you, He's faithful to complete it. And whatever chain you feel attached to, I want you to know right now, by God's grace, His grace breaks the power of every chain on your life. It will free you and loose you once and for all. So I want you to bow your heads and close your eyes, because I'm looking for some people who you want to break free from some chains, some shyness, some hesitation, some addiction, some relational challenge, some financial difficulty, something that's kept you back, something has kept you chained. Right now, by the grace and the power of God, God wants to hit this room and take whatever's going on and move you toward your finishing step. I didn't say it was going to be finished when you leave today. I didn't say it was going to be finished tomorrow. It's a process, but He who has begun a good work, He's faithful to complete it. And now is an opportunity for you to take a step in that direction. Heads bowed and eyes closed. You say, Josh, something has had me chained, and I want to break free of that chain. Something has had me held captive. Something in my mind has held me back, and I want God's grace right now to help me take a step forward toward this finishing thing. I don't want to stay where I am. I know God has brought me to it, and He can bring me through it. That's you. I'm not going to ask you to get out of your seat, but right where you are, say, I need the measure of the grace of God in my life to get me through this thing that I'm in right now. I'd like for you to throw your hand up in the air and leave it for just a moment. Put your hand up in the air all over the place right now. That's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. Come on. Don't give up on Him. He hasn't given up on you. That's awesome. Father, I thank You for every hand extended. You know the exact detail of every situation and every circumstance. And I ask You right now, by Your grace, that the abundance of rain of Your grace would begin in their life, just like these downpours that we've had. We ask for a downpour of Your presence and Your grace and Your power and Your strength in each and every heart and each and every life that's open and receptive to that in this place. And we give You thanks for it. Heads bowed and eyes closed really quick. You say, Josh, I don't have a relationship with Jesus, but I want to. Maybe you have had, but you don't now. Maybe you never have, but you want to now. To make Him the primary position in your life. Say, Josh, I don't have a relationship with Him, but I want to begin one today. I need His grace in my life. I need His help. I need Him to start something in me, and I need Him to finish something in me. If that's you, I'm not going to ask you to get out of your seat, but I'm going to ask you right now, all over this place, if that's you, throw your hand up in the air and say, Josh, that's in me. I need God in my life. I need God in my life. Thank You, 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 thank You. Anybody else say, that's me? I've never done it before. Maybe you made that decision way back when you were in Sunday school. You walked away and the drift of life came in. Haven't been pursuing Him as the primary focus in your life, and you want to. Anybody else, real quick before we pray? Okay, thank you. Good for you. Would you all pray this out loud with me? With those who are praying it for the very first time, could you all say this? Would you say, Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your Son. Thank You that He died for me. Thank You that He was raised from the dead just for me. I believe in my heart, and I say with my mouth, Jesus is Lord. Now and forever, I turn from my sin, and I turn to Your Son, and I will follow Him all the days of my life. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Make some noise, MLC, for people who made a decision.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed through the teaching of God's Word. This resource is generously supported by More Life Church and listeners like you. we would like to give you the opportunity to partner with us to impact the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. To give or to learn more about More Life Church, visit our website at morelifechurch.com.